This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Israel-Hamas began a four-day truce Friday morning, the first batch of 13 Israeli hostages are set to be released from Gaza in the afternoon, according to Qatar, which has helped coordinate that deal.
13 Israeli women and children are expected to be freed from Friday as part of a four-day ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel. Qatar, which helped broker the agreement, said they would be the first batch of hostages released. Here's Foreign Ministry spokesman Majed Al-Ansari.
They will be 13 in number, all women and children, and those hostages who are from the same families will be put together within the same patch. Obviously, every day will include a number of civilians, as agreed, to total 50 within the 4 days.
The first pause in 7 weeks of war involves a comprehensive ceasefire in North and South Gaza, though fighting raged on in the hours leading up to it.
That is Reuters' Diane Toh reporting. An anti-Islam populist who has surged to a huge election victory in the Netherlands says he's ready to join the next Dutch coalition government.
Far-right Dutch politician Geert Wilders got a standing ovation when he met his lawmakers at the Parliament building. With nearly all votes counted, Wilders' party was forecast to win more than double the 17 the party secured in the last election. Can you imagine it? 37 seats, he said to Cheers. Wilders' election program included calls for a referendum on the Netherlands leaving the European Union and migrant pushbacks at Dutch borders. Hague resident Norbert van Bienen told the AP,
Many people are very focused on one particular problem, which is immigration.
The result is sending shockwaves through Europe that now faces the possibility of having to deal with the first far-right prime minister of the Netherlands. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Irish police have arrested 34 people after suspected far-right protesters in central Dublin attacked police, damaged shops, and set fire to vehicles, all resulting in the a knife attack in Dublin as well, where five people, including children, were injured. Reuters' Ryan Chang.
Anti-immigrant protesters clashed with riot police, burned down cars and buses, and looted shops. That's after a 40-year-old man went on a stabbing spree in the early afternoon that injured five people, among them three young children, including a five-year-old girl who had serious injuries. The 40-year-old man remains in custody, though police would not comment on his nationality. The government says all lines of inquiry related to the attack remained open, contradicting a senior officer who earlier told reporters it wasn't terror-related.
That's Reuters' Ryan Chang. In a series of moves, experts say signal a shift in how developing countries deal with pharmaceuticals. South Africa, Colombia, and others have recently adopted a more combative approach towards drug makers, pushing back on policies that deny treatment to millions of people with tuberculosis and HIV. Some officials say the change was prompted by the vaccine inequity seen during COVID, which triggered initiatives to help poor countries produce their own treatments. Venice begins charging a first-of-its-kind fee for some tourists.
Venice authorities have rolled out a pilot program to charge day trippers €5 apiece to enter the fragile lagoon city on peak weekends next year. The aim is to reduce crowds, encourage longer visits, and improve the quality of life for residents. The rollout of the tourist, quote, contribution came after Venice narrowly escaped being placed on the UNESCO danger list earlier this year because of the threat that over-tourism was having on its delicate ecosystem. Member states cited the proposed new entry fee in deciding to spare Venice from the list. Venice Mayor Luigi Brugnaro says the contribution is a first-of-its-kind experiment in regulating tourist flows in one of the world's most visited places. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been accused in a legal filing of sexually assaulting a woman in 1993. The three-page summons filed Wednesday does not contain details of the alleged assault, but names Adams, the Transit Bureau of the New York Police Department, and the New York Police Department Guardians Association as defendants. In remarks to reporters, Adams denied sexually assaulting anyone and said he did not remember meeting the woman at all. The filing comes as Adams has been dogged by an FBI investigation into his 2021 campaign that prompted agents to seize his phones and raid the home of his chief campaign fundraiser. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.